23. We saw in verse 4 that the scene now is in the valley of the shadow of death, which really is our life in general. There's also some particulars. We see in verse 5, thou preparest a table before me. We saw last week that speaks of the hospitality of the Lord toward his own, which is truly an amazing thought. Thou, he's the performer. The act is preparest, does so continually. What he prepares is a table. He places it before us. He doesn't hide it. It's there. If we're close to God, if we're where we ought to be with God, we can see that table. And we are the recipients. Me. Thou preparest a table for me. Again, it speaks of his hospitality toward us. That means his friendliness toward us, his reception of us, his welcoming of us, his generosity toward us. Speaks of his food and provision on our behalf. He knows what we need. He knows how much we need. He knows when we need it. And he prepares a table to fit our specific needs. Again, our needs are not always the same. The amount is not always the same. Most of the time, you and I misidentify our needs, but he knows our needs. And on that table that he prepares are precious things from him. What's on that table will not hurt us, will not harm us, is not dangerous to us in any way. Everything on that table is to help us and will encourage us in the things of God. Everything on that table will suffice us. Again, it's what we need. And it will strengthen us and it will comfort us. How foolish to turn away from that table. And yet, God's people do it all the time. What's on that table will instruct us, will give us assurance, which gives comfort. What's on that table will bring peace and victory. It's all things that will prepare us. What's on that table, we don't know what's coming next, but what's on that table will prepare us for it. So it prepares us and blesses us. So again, there's nothing to be scared of concerning the table that God prepares for us. And yet how often the sheep are in a hurry to get to the table that the world has prepared and are somewhat hesitant to go to the table that God has prepared. Thou preparest a table before me. It speaks of God's continual and abundant supply for his own. Speaks of God's continual and abundant goodness. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 17, we have the parable of the Great Supper. And we read there, "Come, for all things are now ready." And that's what the Lord, as our shepherd, says to us. There's something that is necessary if we're going to partake of this table. We have to come. Come. And he gives a reason to come. Come for. That's the reason we are to come. All things are ready, but it doesn't just say that. It says all things are now ready. Right now. Whatever the circumstance is, whatever the situation is, now ready. God's table is now ready. So we can hear the Lord as our shepherd speaking those words. Come, for all things are now ready. The gracious provision of God for his own. In the book of Ruth, if we turn over there, we saw this verse the other night. But in the book of Ruth, chapter 2, and again, book of Ruth, Ruth and Boaz are really the two main characters. And they are a picture of ourselves in Christ. They are a picture of the church in Christ. And in Ruth 2 and verse 14, "And Boaz said unto her in mealtime, Come." Again, that winds up with what we just read in Luke. "Come thou hither." He doesn't say go. He says come, implying that he's there. "And eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in vinegar." Notice it's not just eat of bread, it's eat of the bread. Something especially prepared. "Dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed. And then she left, got up from the table, and went back out into the field to glean. What she received at that table enabled her to further glean. Every time you think, I can't, you need to pray that the Lord open your eyes, because he has prepared a table. You need to see that table. You need to come to that table. And what is on that table will suffice. In Song of Solomon chapter 2, we see the same idea. Song of Solomon chapter 2. Verse 4, "He brought me." He says, come. And sometimes he just brings us. "He brought me to the banqueting house." I believe that's a good picture of the church, the banqueting house. But there are many applications. Every time the Lord prepares a table for us, it's the feasting house. It's a time of feasting. It's the banqueting. "And it was there that she felt his love as a banner over her." You see, she had to be in that special place to feel that banner of love over her. So the Lord, our shepherd, provides us a table all the time. All the time. He provides us a table. And just like when he fed the over 5,000 and when he fed the over 4,000, there was much left. In fact, there was more left than what he provided. That's how the Lord does things. And they were to take what was left with them. We're to partake of that table. We're to, for lack of a better word, gather up the scraps. There's no scraps, but and take it with us. And then the Lord will have another table for us. So again, he knows what we need. He knows how much we need. He knows when we need it. And he is every resource that we need. He himself. And he has everything that we need. And this covers all the changes of life. There are no limitations here. Thou preparest the table before me. Doesn't say except for this situation or that situation. Or concerning our condition. We may not be in a condition to see the table. We may not be in a condition to partake. But regardless of our condition, there is a table that is prepared for us individually. Individually. So there's no reason for God's people, no good reason, no God reason, for God's people to live unfulfilled in restless spiritual lives. To live an unfulfilled life, you are declaring, if you do not take responsibility for that, then what you're saying is that God has not provided what you need for a fulfilled life. That's pretty serious. That's quite a charge against the Lord. And it's utterly false. He prepares a table for us. And if we live unfulfilled and restless lives, that's no one's fault but our own. No one's fault but our own. And that angers people, but so be it. That is a fact. The Lord does prepare a table. We see this all through the Scriptures. God providing for his own. And he does so in miraculous ways. See, God's people, their vision is very narrow many times. Just like a sheep. Sheep have very poor eyesight. That's why they have to be led. They have very poor eye. They don't see far down the road. Very poor eyesight. Many times, the only time we think of God supplying our need is if we need money for a bill. But there's so much more to it than that. He provides this table every day. And doesn't necessarily have anything to do with money for a bill. It's just God's provision. We would all be better off if we looked for this table all the time. No matter what the circumstance, we need, our thought process needs to be, Lord, I know you have a table for me. I may not see it. But Lord, you know where it is. You show it to me. Amen. And enable me to partake of that table. He does not prepare a table for us, for you and I to observe. You go over to someone's house to eat. The table may look beautiful and you may make comments about the table. But you didn't go there to just observe the table. You eventually sit down and partake. And if that's all you do is observe, you're going to go away hungry. You have to sit down, you have to partake. That's true with the Lord as well. We think of God providing a well for Hagar. In Genesis chapter 21, we read the account. Basically in verses 16 through 19, she's in a very solitary place. We all know the story. She's in a place of great restlessness, a very unsettling place, place of desolation. There's trouble in her life. She's an outcast. Her son's going to die. Very stressful situation. Time of great distress and difficulty. We read in verse 19, and God opened her eyes. God opened her eyes. Not that they were closed, but opened her eyes to spiritual things. Opened her eyes to His provision. As a result of God opening her eyes, it says she saw a well of water. And she went and filled her bottle with water. God opened her eyes, she saw. She didn't see it until God opened her eyes. And once she saw, she went. And she partook of that well. Now, the well was there the entire time. It's not that God just dropped a well out of the sky right then. It was there. And it was there before Hagar got there. And that's true of you and I. God knows where we're going. God knows where we're going to be. And there's already a table there. We just need to have our eyes opened and to see it. And Hagar didn't just sit under that tree and say, oh, what a wonderful well. Well, I imagine someone can use that someday. She realized it was there for her. And she partook. So there in that desert, there she is in a very helpless and hopeless situation. And there was God's gracious providing. Again, the well was there before she got there. And the Lord is our shepherd, still does the same today. God had already provided the remedy. Again, God's not a reactionary God. He's already provided for us. He's provided the remedy that we so desperately need. And He caused her to see it. And that needs to always be our prayer, that God would cause us to see His table. And God enabled her to partake. We see also God provided a ram for Abraham. Another impossible situation. In Genesis chapter 22, Genesis 22, we all know the story. We're not going to go over that. But verse 8, Abraham said, my son, God will provide Himself a lamb. God will provide. God will furnish. And then in verse 13, when it appears that Abraham is going to slay his own son, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And then verse 14, he calls the place Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. Jehovah Jireh shows up every day in our life, providing a table. Every day. Jehovah Jireh. We also see Jacob. We all know the problems that Jacob had. We all know of his very dysfunctional family. We know of his son Joseph, a very apt type of Christ. And Jacob was very weary, very frustrated, lived in a discouraging time, a joyless time, time of famine. But Joseph sent wagons of supplies and wagons to transport Jacob to Joseph. God does the same today, and that's, again, just another form of God preparing a table before us. God sends us wagons every day. Wagons. I mean, how blind do you have to be not to see wagons? And we see when Jacob saw the wagons, his spirit revived. The same happens to you and I. When we see God's provision, our spirit ought to revive. And those wagons, again, not only had supplies, but they were there to transport Jacob and his family to Joseph. And the Lord's table, the Lord's provisions for us, the same thing. He doesn't prepare a table for us just so we can partake and enjoy ourselves, but he does so to transport us to himself, to draw us closer to himself. There is a closeness sitting around a table, and I believe that we did not, getting into something else here, but we did not allow our kids to eat their meal before the television set. We sat down as a family. And I think that's very important. I think it's something that has been lost today. Everybody eats at different times. There's something special about sitting around the table. And there's something very special about sitting around the table that the Lord has prepared for us. It's a sweet time of fellowship. God provided for Israel in the wilderness. He said, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And I, many times, as you've noticed, I will take words out of a verse of Scripture or skip over them just to make a point. He said, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Remove a few words. I will for you. And you can put a lot of things in there. That's not changing the Scripture, but the emphasis is, I will for you. I will for you. And God prepares a table for us all the time. We need to be aware of God's wonderful provisions for us. How much we miss when we become oblivious to God's provisions. People moan and groan, complain about a lot of things. And the whole time they're doing so, there's a table right before them. They're too blind to see it. Oh, how much we miss by not seeing God's table. We need to pray every day that God will show us what He's provided for us. What I need tomorrow, I may not need today. What I need at a certain hour tomorrow, I may only need in that hour. Whatever it is, God's already provided it. I believe it's already there. God's already in my tomorrow. It's already there. It's already there for me. Already there prepared for me. That's What a wonderful, gracious, loving, merciful God that we have. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each one that's here this day. We thank you, Lord, for being our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving our soul. We do pray for those who are here and still in their sins without Thee. Lord, that you'd save them today. Lord, we thank you so much that you're our shepherd, that you do provide for us every single day of our lives. We pray, Lord, that you would cause us to see the tables that you prepare for us and enable us, Lord, to partake of the many provisions that you do prepare for us each day. We pray, Lord, that you'd be with us in the service. Be with Brother Larry as he leads singing. Be with each and every one, Lord, that you would just draw us closer to Thee. Help us, Lord. Help us to glorify you this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.